Coom Lennon, I blocked him up. There's a blue one there. There is a one. There should be one because someone else comes there during the week and he'll use a blue one. No? Maybe that's that gap right there.
Okay.
Morgan Morris. Okay, we're up to Yuches Amud Aleph, about 20-something lines from the top of the page. We learned this the story of Hanani ben Tradyan and Abyesi and Ablazim ben Parta. And now we are up to Vayitzei Gemara, talking about that period. Tell them what we learned. Kishachola Abyesi ben Kisma. When Abyesi ben Kisma got sick, and he's the famous one who said, oh, give me all the money in the world, I'm not going to go leave a city. From all this Chachamim are. Holach Rabbi Hanani ben Tradyan Levakri. Rabbi Hanani ben Tradyan went to pay him a visit. Amaloi, he said to him, Chanina, Achi, Chanina, my brother, I ata yodeya, don't you know, she'umazu min ha-shamayim him lichua, since they're in charge now, obviously the Eibishter decided that this should be so. V'sarfa, say chola, the Romans, they destroyed our Beis HaMikdash, v'horga es chasidav, and they killed all these chasidim, v'ovda es tuvav, and we lost all the great people, v'adayin hikayemes, and that kingdom is still in control. So it's clear this is what the Eibishter wanted. V'anisha mayte lech, I heard rumors about you, they decreed you shouldn't learn Torah, and I heard rumors about you, she'ata yoshev ha'oisik b'Torah. You're sitting there, and you are learning Torah. Umaka kills Barabim, and you're defying them, and you are being moist in effort to teach Torah Barabim. How can you do that? And Nochme, the safer Torah, Munach Labachakecha, and you have a safer Torah sitting there on your bosom all the time in public. You're defying them. You're asking to be killed. Who said you can do that? Omaloi. So he answered, Chanim Ratad said, let the Eibishter have Rachmanis. Let the Eibishter have Rachmanis on me. Eibishter, take care of me. I'm Dvarim Shotam. I'm telling you things which make sense. Interesting, the screen. You tell me, Alz Baruch Hashem. I see that you're suffering. You don't have what. You tell me, Baruch Hashem. And what do you mean, Shemaim Rachmu? You're putting yourself in danger. Tomani, and I'll be amazed. Im lo yisfu oischav zeiver Torah be'esh. That if your end won't be that you will end up being killed, and the fire and the zeiver that you have with you will do the same thing. Okay. Omle Rebbe, Rebbe, ma ani lechay Olam Haba. So are you telling me I'm doing the wrong thing? I shouldn't do what I'm doing. I'm not going to go to Olam Haba. Omle klum ma'ase bo leyodecha. So he said, for this. This is what it seems to me. From this thing that you're doing right now, teaching Torah berabim, not secretly, but berabim, dafka to antagonize them, and you know that you'll be a chimis, that won't bring you chilgam haba, he's saying here. But do you have another mitzvah that I can add on? And we learned yesterday that ha'oimer ein le'el Torah is not good enough. You need Torah and gimel chasadim. Do you have anything in gimel chasadim? Omer, yes, the same story we had yesterday. Moi shall put him this chalfu libe moi shall zdaka. I once, by mistake, mixed up my Purim money and zdaka money. Zdaka money you can use for anything. Purim money you can only use for the Suda and for Purim. And I gave to the poor people thinking it was zdaka money. Turned out to be just Purim money. I then deposited my own money into the Purim money to take place of Purim money. Or my money got mixed up with the Purim money and I did not take it back. The poor people. That's what I did. See, hear what he's saying here. The Torah part is one thing, but what am I jealous of you? I'm jealous the gemil chasadim that you did. From your portion should be my portion. And from your goyel will be my goyel.
Maybe for the teaching Torah in public, even under
those
circumstances, he would get.
It's a big thing there, but I'm not jealous of you of that, because when I'm not the Mesir Nefesh part of it, he said, I'm not jealous of it. It's a hard thing.
No, but he said for that he may not get Olam Haba.
Not even will get Olam Haba. You're saying that this is not going to bring you Olam Haba, the fact that you're asking yourself on its own. It's together with this. There were a couple of days, because it passed away first, he shouldn't have to see, unfortunately, say, he shouldn't have to see the tragic end of Hanin Metradian. And all the great Romans went to bury him. His pidu had been godled. Suddenly they showed respect to this great rabbi, Yisro Kisma. On their way back, these anti-Semitic, on their way back, they were coming back, they were so moved by this big levaya from a great rabbi. That Rabbi Chanin Metradian was singing in Torah. Now, why did they go to, what's so special with Kisma? He's a big Talmud Chacham, big rabbi. And yet they went back and they saw that Rabbi Chanin Metradian was singing in Torah. Umakel kehila is berabim, and he is making defying everybody had people in berabim. The sefer Torah mul mecheke heavy you. They brought him in and they sentenced him to death. They wrapped him up in Sefer Torah. They kifur bechavilas mura, surrounded him with pieces of twigs. They hitzitzu behanas ur, and they lit a fire. They heviu svugin, these such rishayim, so wicked, so evil. Heviu svugin shel tzemer. They brought piles of wool. They shodrim b'mayim, soaked them. They nicham ali, a place on his heart, so it should prolong the agony. The fire shouldn't burn so fast because he had all these watchmatas around him, so that and he'll just burn. Wicked, evil. He shouldn't die quickly. His daughter stand. You can imagine his daughter had to stand there and watch him. His daughter said, I remember he had two daughters. One daughter married a mayor, Beruya, we'll soon see, and the other daughter is one that we had yesterday in the Kubishal Zaina. She was punished. So obviously now she's out. The daughter said, unless it's Beruya.
Which one is this one?
We don't know. Abba, erecha bekach, I can see you in such pain. And this is the schar of all the Torah you did. If I was the only one burned, it would bother me. Obviously, I'm not a good person. Now that I'm being burnt with a Sefer Torah wrapped around me. What does Sefer Torah do wrong? Nothing. So the Eibusher was going to demand the revenge for what happened to Sefer Torah. Who yivakish elvoini, he'll also demand retribution for what happened to me. What are you seeing right now?
It's very focused for a man being.
There they saw him with comb, yeah, but it was different. There they said to him, why you're. Why you're smiling. Here they asked him, what are you seeing? Because they heard noises. Taisha says they heard noises. Or they saw that he was focused, looked like he was staring at something. It's a sad story. You know what you're seeing and hearing? The parchment is being burned, but the letters are going back to Shemaim. The words of the Torah are going back to Shemaim. That's the sound you hear. So the Chatamim said to him, Rebbe, psach picha, open your mouth, let the fire go in you, and you'll die straight away. What are you sitting here in pain? The fire will go in pain. Mutiv sheyitlena mishenitna val yechabelu ba'atzmai. Let them kill me. I am not going to bring death upon myself earlier. Look at Tesis. Very important halacha. Based on this, Abayin Tam says, if somebody's scared, that the goyim are going to threaten him and force him to do avedas, by bringing him pain, and you know that he won't be able to withstand the pain, and he'll end up doing the avedas they want. So he won't be able to withstand the pressure. Hear what he says? It's a mitzvah to make sure that it's a mitzvah. It doesn't say allowed to. The Ritva writes on this Taisa. He quotes the story in Gittin Gabi Yeladim Shenirul Lekol and Sheitil Asayam. They all threw themselves in the water on that ship. 400 of them who died. The Ritva quotes this Taisa and he says it's very controversial, but Kvar Hoyda Hazaken. In other words, this idea of being able to commit suicide. Because we know that three mitzvahs you kill for, and that's it. Taisa is saying, you're not talking about those three mitzvahs here, obviously. You're talking about everything else. But if you know that you won't withstand the pressure, they're going to put pressure on you. Mitzvah. No, we're passing those three Avedis regardless. Rabbi Shmuel holds only, but Abim and all that. But the main times is mitzvah. Let's get you back to the murder. Anyway, because I'm not. But he didn't want to. He said, "Let those who do it." So he was machmir himself. I can withstand the torture. Let them do it. Says the Gemara, "That's what happened." Amalai. So he said to him, "Kal Sturguni, one of the officers." They said, "Rebbe, imani mar bebishal heves, Rebbe. If I do you a favor and I increase the fire." The noitel sefug, I can't save you, but I can make your life end much quicker. The noitel sefugin shall tell me my liber. I'll take away all the wet wool. Will you give me a chaylam haba? So obviously he was in terrible pain. He says yes. He shavali, swear to me, you'll get me a chaylam haba because I'm endangering my life. If the government sees me pulling the wool out, they're going to kill me. So I'm being made an effort to save you or to make you die faster, not save you, but to spare you the tsar. Nishbalay, Rabbi Chanina swore. Miyad, hirbe b'shalevis. He right away increased the fire, threw more wood in there. Not lasafugin shaltem emali, but took it away, removed it. The Yotzin Nishmasiv Mehedet Abchanina died, passed away straight away. And then Af, who Kofat V'Nafel Techa'ud, he jumped into the fire. And he was Moshe Nefesh. Yotza Baskov Omer Rebbe Chanina Ben Tradyan Vikal Sturuniri Sai Abchanina Ben Tradyan. And Sai, this officer, Mezumonin Hein L'Chayim Haba.
He was a
Goy, a Roman. B'Goyim Haba. Not clear whether he was Megayir or not Megayir before he went. Pashto, he wasn't Megayir. There was no time to be Megayir. Bocha Rebbe cried. Yesh koino lomi b'sho. Achas, again, Rebbe cried. Every time somebody goes to get in straight away, Rebbe's crying. The yesh koino lomi b'kama shanim. Now, why was Rebbe crying? I gave you a pshat last time because he was saying it's a pity that this person didn't have the chance to have the bigger chelik in Gan Eden for that, you know, comes after a few years. But another pshat is like this. This person who lived a whole life of rishis, and then he passed away, so he doesn't yet have. Even though he changed himself, he didn't have any positive impact on the world. Didn't do any for the world. For Ket, he was so negative. He was a rasha his whole life. So Rebbe cried. Why did Rebbe cry? He wanted to show that this person didn't just die as a tzaddik for himself. That the whole world is affected by it. That it affected me. Why am I crying that I want to do tshuva right now? Because I saw that this person was mamash harasha, and in 1 second he changed his leaf, and he went from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. It inspired me that I should do tshuva. So this person in his lifetime also affected other people in a positive way. So now he can go straight to Gan Eden. So Boch HaLama was not that he was upset why the guy, I work a lifetime and he got there in 1 second. He's trying to help the guy out, and he's saying this guy was inspirational, and therefore helped me. Yes, Kenya Lama Kamashani, those who Kenya Lama Shamashani. Bruria, the Visu Rameya, Bruria was the wife of Rameya, happened to be the daughter of Chanina, Barter of Chimetradian, so her sister was the one yesterday who was sent to the Kubish Lazoins. So she said to her husband, Zilib B. Milse, it's embarrassing for all of us, the Yaswa Achtoi B. Kubish Lazoins, that our sister, my sister, should sit in this Batizoins. Shokol Tarkova the dinner, so Ramey went, took a whole bag of money. But Ozali went to this Batizainas. Omar, he said, and this is what he said to Zova, do I know if she succumbed, that she become a Zaina, or does she still maintain her tzidkas? And despite all the temptations. Eloi is Aviboy Yisud, if she did not do an Aveda, Miss Abinisa, I can do miracles. And E of this, if she did do an Aveda, Lois Abinisa, I cannot do any miracles on her behalf. Ozali went, he dressed himself up like one of the officers, and he met her. He went to the Batizainas, looked for her, found her. He said, look, let's go into another room. So she found an excuse. She said, oh, it's my period right now. I can't have a relationship with you. You're such a beautiful woman. I'm prepared to wait for you as long as it takes till your period goes away. She said to him, my period never stops. It goes the whole time. The Shapita Minayi, there are many women there that are prettier than me. Go to them. What do you want from me? So the mayor realized that she was not over any Avedis. And obviously she said the same speech to everybody else. Omar, he said, Shema Minayi is a raya of the Isur. It's a raya that she did not do Aveda. Call the Osi Omar le Hochi. Obviously every person that tried to have a relationship with her, this is the story that she said. Also, the guy so he went to the guard who was watching her. And remember, the Roman government sent her there as a punishment. He said to the guard, Havanella, give her, free her. How can I free her? The government will come and see that she's free. I'll get killed. Amale said to him, I'll tell you what, I'll give you all this whole pile of money. Half is yours, another half use as bribes. Every time they come to check, an inspector comes to check if all their girls are there. Give him a few dollars over there and won't say anything. Amalei said, V'chishalmi ma'avi, what do I do when I run out of money? Let's say a lot of respecters come and I have to bribe all of them. What do I do when I run out of money? Tracy brings another pshat that you have to pay a head tax for every zoyna that you had in the house. So what happens? It'll be a lot of money over the years. What do I do when I run out? The money you gave me will run out eventually. What would I do? So he says, all you have to do is say, Elokar de Meir Anoni Umisatelus. Say, the God of Meir save me, and you'll be saved. Some people say, because of this Gemara, that Meir Balanes was the Meir. Meir Balanes, nobody knows who Meir Balanes is. Was he Meir Merutenberg? Was he some other Rishon? Was he some Tana? Or was he actually a Meir? And those who say it's a Meir, say from this Gemara right here. He gave them a little chant to say, the Lakim of Meir will help you, and that's it. The Mashanta said, if you're having trouble, just say Yisrael ben Sarah, and say whatever you bracha you want. Neighbors will help you. Says the Gemara, Umi Yemar, who says the Hachi? So he said to Rameir, who said the Hachi? Iko, just because you said I should say the God of Meir. What's that can help me? Amalei Hashtachaz. I'll show to you that the God of Meir is not as pashit. Habu Hanu Kabel with these very very wild dogs that because Achli Incher they used to bite people. Shok al kola, he threw a lump of dirt. He took a lump of dirt. Shadabu, he threw at the dogs. Have they caused him? He went to eat it, and then go to him and bite him. Oh, my ferocious dogs! Oh, my elokod meir anoni, the God of meir, please help me. And shavku, the dogs walked away. So the guard who saw that realized that elokod meir is nishkem applicant, and he can trust it. The Yovel, he gave the money to the guard. The Soifish time, Mizrim Malka, the king heard about it. And from all the Zainas, they were worried about Abchanina's daughter. They wanted to make sure that she stuck there. Asuya, so they brought him, they arrested him. Askulas Kifa, they decided to take him to the gallows. Omar, right away, screamed out, Elokod the Meir, Anoni, the God of Meir, help me. They heard this chant, God of Meir, help me. What in the world is he talking about? Achtu, they lowered him from the gallows. Omar, my high, what did you just say? Omar, Lohochiv, and Maisi, he told him the whole story. Also, they went. They were so upset that Meir is interfering. Chokakulad Musay. They didn't have pictures then, so they made a portrait of it, and they etched it in rock of Rameir. Apischa de Raimi, the very end of the Rome. You go into Rome. There's an arch. There you have Rameir's picture. Amma, and they said $10,000 wanted, dead or alive. Call the Chazil the Patsufa Hodein. Anybody sees this image, lice, arrest him and bring him to us. Yemechada. One day, Chazil. Somebody saw him. Somebody spotted him. Roat Abasre. They ran after him. Roat Mikamayu. He ran away from them. He had to hide. All of the Bezoinis. He went to the Bezoinis. He already went once. He saw it wasn't so bad. So he went the second time. Orikadamri. Others say, listen, interesting to this. He did something to make sure that they'll say it can't be Rameir. What do you do? Okay, obviously, he went to Bezoinis right away and say, there's no way in the world that a Meir would go to a Bezoinis. So they'll say it's not Rameir. But look at the other thing he did. The other opinion is bishul oivik kachavim. He does bishul akum there. It was kosher, but a guy cooked it. Chaza, they saw Tomash Bahar Masavah. They saw him put his finger in and lick it. But what he actually did was he put one finger in and he licked the other finger. But because they saw him eat bishul akum, they said, no way that may would eat bishul akum. Must be somebody else. Ikidamini Asa Leo. Others say Leo came along. Idmele kazoina. Leo appeared like a zoina and kachete and he hugged and embraced a mayor. Amri Chasvish Shalom, Mira Meir Avilavi Avidachi. No way that Meir would go to Bat Zaynas, Kisa Zayna, but this other one, Bishal Akum. You know, like the Romans, unless it was a Yid.
Who's going to say Chasvish Shalom? The Romans are going to say Chasvish Shalom, Rabbi Meir.
No, they're not Chasvish Shalom. I mean, in other words, they know that a rabbi wouldn't be in this place. So it must be somebody else who looked like Rabbi Meir. Anyway, Kami went, Orak, he fled, Osel Bavli came to Bavli. The mayor fled at Yisrael and went to Babel to escape. And we don't know if he passed away, even though the mayor Baal Nes came in at Yisrael. Ikadami, others say, Mahai Maisa, that why did he run to Babel? Because the story we just learned, because of this thing here about saving his sister-in-law. Ikadami, Maisa the Brurya, the story of Brurya. Very sad story of Brurya. Let's do Rashi. Four lines in the narrow lines. Ikadami, Mishu Maisa the Brurya. What was the story of Brurya that a mayor had to run away? She pamachas once. Liglagosh Rabruya was a big Talmud Chacham. She was a Tana. She said she gave shiurim. She said halachas. She once made fun of al she'omru chachamim noshim daitan kalusein. When Chacham said that women are not that strong minded, she made fun. Look at me. Layu she fun. But Amalah. So Rameya said to her. Obviously she was taunting her husband. Rameya said to her, Chayech, you're forcing me, but I swear, Seifach lahoydavrem. One day you yourself are going to accept this Maimer Chazal. What did Meir do? Tziva le'echem etamid ele nasoisa. He told one of his young students to test her and try to seduce her and see what happens. Le'dvar aveda. V'hiv tziba yamram. At first she said no, after he nudged her for a long time. Ad shenisratches. She relented. U'kashenoidela. And then the student revealed that, you know, he wasn't interested. He was just doing what Meir is bidding. Chonka atzma. She committed suicide. V'orak rameir machmas kisufa. And a mayor fled because he was embarrassed. What a sad story. One sad story after another.
Pretty strong. Took a few days. The guy would have taken one day.
It sounds like more than a few days. Yomim Rabim.
Yeah,
she's a very strong woman.
It's not so colored.
You're right. And Abaye, we had in the end of Kedushin, Abaye said, you know, if I was there with the boy and girl went to the forest, taking minutes. But nevertheless, she felt bad about what happened. And yeah. Sad story. And to commit suicide for her. Okay. Anyway, let's continue right there. Talk about we learned if somebody goes to one of these stadiums where they, we know where they have the like a Colosseum, where they either they have gladiators or they have animals, they release animals, cows, oxen, then they to fight with a man, with a prisoner. What chance does the prisoner have? Zero. Or the Kharkum, somebody goes to these stadiums, or the Kharkum, or they go to this a circle around the city. And over there they used to play around. Varosham, sorry?
The circus.
Yeah, the circus. Some say it's a circus, some say that it's like a rally, whatever, yeah. The playground, let's say a circus. Varosham, they saw there, those people who do all kinds of kishiv, those people bring those animals together, Bukiyun, Mukiyun, Muliyun, Vilulyun. Baludin and Salgurin, all different kinds of kishamachas, all kinds of gestures. Hareza Moshe of Leitzim. This is the true classical case of a Moshe of Leitzim where he says in Tehillim, Baleim HaKosavayim, Asher Isha Shalahola Basas HaShoyim, and Moshe of Leitzim La Yoshev. So I want to sort of talk about that. And the entire Tehillim, 150 Prokim. What's the first thing that David HaMelech frowns upon? Moshe of Leitzim La Yoshev. Before anything else. That a Yid has not to waste his time. And that's what the whole Gemara is going to talk about here.
Just destroyed the Chol HaMoed trips for the whole of Borah Park. Everyone goes to the circus Chol HaMoed.
Ringling Brothers shut down a few years ago because there are no more animals. Kim B'Teides Hashem Chefzei. That the only pursuit should be Teide. All the things bring you to Bittul Teide, because it says Moshe Leitzim LaYoshev, then it says Ki'im B'Teides Hashem Chefzei. Obviously, it's a problem with Bittul Teide. But Aminu has a question. It says Holchin LiStadin. If you want to go to these stadiums, Mutter, you're allowed to. When they Shetzavach, you scream a matzil and you save. Rashi says. So other mafarshim say different. Rashi says that the cows, you know, are about to hit the person. If you scream, maybe they'll have rachmanis. Others say there's no such thing. Something happened. But what did happen was when the gladiators would come in, but right before the gladiator would give the final blow, we know that he's turned to the crowd. The crowd used to jeer. And he turned to the crowd, and the crowd used to either put the thumbs up or put the thumbs down. And the king usually used to watch what the crowd wanted, and he would do whatever. You know, if the crowd had a thumb up, the king then would have a thumb up. If the crowd had a thumb down, the king would have a thumb down. So the Gemara is saying, you have one Yidl, just picture this. 10,000 people are standing on the seats and screaming, you know, there's a Yiddish victim in Nebuch, and the gladiator is about to give the final blow, and they all have their thumbs down. There's one Yidl who wants to stand there on the top bleacher and scream with a thumb up, both thumbs up. You're allowed to go. Why are you allowed to go? Because it bothers you. It bothers you that a Yid is hurting. It doesn't matter whether you're achieving anything or not. That's what it's all about. Yeah. Okay, so it says you're allowed to go to the stadium. What do you think? You're not allowed to go. Well, the chag of circum mutim the yishuv medina. You're allowed to go since you want. It's the way Rashi learns chagum is not a circus. Chagum were the people sitting outside the city who used to protect the city. And what did they do a whole day? There were no wars, you know, usually. So they used to play around and had these clowns coming down, magicians, and maybe that's where a circus started for these people. But you want these people to sit there and do nothing because they're the ones who are protecting the city. So if you're Yishuv HaMedina to help the city, you're allowed to go there. Ubevad shelo yizchashev imoim. You shouldn't go ahead and reckon yourself amongst them and you should join them. Even if it's imoim, awesome. If you're going to join them, it's awesome. Kasha eats na izin. Kasha chakam chakam. He allowed to go. You're not allowed to go. So bishle chakam chakam. Like kasha kam is chashim. When's he not allowed to go if you join them? And kam bishle aim is chashim. You don't join them. Fine. El eats tidin. Eats tadin na izin. Kasha. One place is allowed to go, but they're not allowed to go. It's hard to understand what the kasha is because it just says clearly if you're going litzovach, you're allowed to go. But if you're going to be a spectator, you're not allowed to go. Unless the gemara assumed that any yid will go there. Even though he's a spectator, when he sees a yid there is about to be killed, and naturally is going to stand and scream to save that yid. Anyway, tonight, Bemis is machlekes tonight. That's how you learn. And hoch l'sadini b'pnei Moshe Leitzim. I'll go there because the Moshe Leitzim. Why is it only a Moshe Leitzim? It's much worse. They're about to kill a yid, and you're standing there and jeering, and witnessing the spectacle. It's much more than just a Moshe Leitzim, which is wasting your time. This is cruel behavior. Rav Nasa Mati Mibnei Shnei Dvarim. Why? Two things. Echa Mibnei Shnei Tzavach HaMatzel. No, he believed that every Yid. Yes, I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't even notice. Yeah, you're right. You're right, yeah. So Rav Nasa says he believes that every Yid will go there Mibnei Shnei Tzavach HaMatzel, will scream. He's going there because he can now testify to the wife that I saw your husband killed, so therefore she's now no longer Naguna. That's the only reason why you're allowed to go. In Holchil Tartiyois, you're not allowed to go to these Tartiyois, Lukakisoi, Nation Mazavlin Shom Ziba, they prepare the Ravoy de Zora, they take care of all the needs of Ravoy de Zora. Others say Tartiyois means theaters. But Rashi learns Mazablin means Poshe preparing for Ravoy de Zora. Depends. Not always. If it's a place that they also prepare for Avodah Zarah, go there because people think you're accused of Avodah Zarah. However, but if it's a place that ain't mezablin sham, if it's a place where they don't do Avodah Zarah, still you're not allowed to go there because it's a moshav leitzim. Tell you more at the end of the day, you're not allowed to go there. So my benayu. What's the chiluk between a meir and tanakama? I'm the chenim masuda, nasa v'nasan ikke benayu. The difference would be in a place where they don't do avodah zarah, and you did go, and you did do some business or whatever it is. What would the din be? If it's the only reason because avodah zarah, then the reason that we always think there's avodah zarah, then even with the evidence also. But if it's because if there's no avodah zarah, then it's also because Moshe likes him. But if he did, it's all right. As the gemara. If he didn't go there, what did he say? Tell me, don't stand there. If I didn't get there, of course I won't stand there. And then he said, don't sit there. If I didn't stand there, I won't sit there. If I didn't go there, of course I won't. We'll have to repeat it. And then you say, don't sit there, late, don't be a let. If I'm not there, how can I be a let? Once you told me, don't go there, that's it. What do you need to tell me the rest for? If you did go there, this is what's going to happen. Inevitably, you're going to first stand there to watch what's going on there. It was even just passing by. If you're passing by such an area, you're curious to see what's going on here, all the people laughing and having a good time and frolicking around. And then what happens is, you stop for a second to see what's going on. If you can't help yourself, but join in. It's very contagious. And if you sit down, you'll become a joker yourself. And the imlats, and what happened? You take to join them. All of our kosav aymed says that in chakak malach. If you were smart, you're smart to you. But the lats to levatcha tisa, that the lets will be for you. In other words, you'll turn into a lets. Amar Abelazer kalam a slaitzit yisurin b'ayin love. Anybody who's a lets, the end of the day, you'll have all kinds of yisurin. Shneimar it says, v'ata now al tislaitzitzu. Do not become a let's. Pen yechzikum meisrei seichem, because maybe it will strengthen the yisurim that you're going to come about you by being a let's. Om Rabbanan, Rav Rabbanan, Rav Rabbanan, Bimatusa, please, be in them in Aich, I want from you a favor, the Leilis Leitzitzu, don't be jokers, the Leilesa Aleicha Yisurin, I don't want to see you guys suffer, so don't become a let's, sit and learn, no bitl tater. Om Ravtina, and he said, do me a favor, personal favor. Om Ravtina said, Kolamis Leitzitz, Mizay Noisav, Miss Martin, anybody a joker, he loses Panasa. Shneimar it says that Moshach Yodai is Leitzitzim. The Eibishter pulls back his hand from the Leitzitzim. The Eibishter is Pesachas Lechem Yichol Harotzen. Will pull his hand back from those people who waste and idle their time. Rav Shimon Lakish. When it comes to Galuta, Rav Shimon Lakish is the most prolific writer author that we have. Kolam Etzleitz is never began him. Anybody who's a letz ends up began Shneimar. It says, even though we had more tainis that Hani Batchi, that these Batchi will go straight to Olam Haba and could make people happy. A letz obviously is somebody who just wastes his time. It goes to Ganesh Shneimar. It says in Pasig Zayd Yohi Letz Shmoy. That this person who is such arrogant is Letz Shmoy. He's a letz. Oisa he'll do. But Evra Zodin he'll do. Avedus b'mezid. Ain't Evra leGanim. And where's Evra? We had already many times. Is Ganesh Shneimar says Yoim Evra Hayemahu. That day will be a day of passing, the day of judgment. Which means what? That all the going will go to Ganim. I'm Rabbi Yishai Kolam Misyahir. Anybody who's arrogant, Noif will be Ganim. Will go to Ganesh Shneimar says Zay Yohir. Somebody's arrogant. Let's my and I said be ever zod me never again goes again says you remember you who Abraham Khaloi ba Khaloi so Khaloi the son of Khaloi said Kol HaMisleitz is going to Klil Olam, that if you are let's, you bring doom to the whole world. And it says, not just affecting you, you're affecting the whole world. Because it's Atal Tisleitzu. Ben Yechzeku Moshe Chechem, you bring yourself Tzoris. Ki Chola, because you are going to wipe out. V'necherotza, and it'll be a wiped out. Shemaiti. Necherotza Shemaiti. So in other words, everything will be wiped out, not just yourself. Look how terrible, let's say, the starts out Moshe Seichem that you were going to suffer, and then ends off with Yisurin. And they say, ends off with Kliya, you get wiped out. Praiseworthy is the person that doesn't go to these theaters, or we said to these places before where they talk about Vayda Zora, with the Kakasoy, from these places of the Goyim, with Dere Chatoim Le'Oma, don't stand with Chatoim, Zay Shalay Oma Bekaniga, and don't go and join hunting. This is the famous truth that the Nerd of Yudah, I think Sadiq Dalut, where they ask him about he's allowed to hunt. And he says, there's no Aveda to hunt, but this is Maisa Esav. Just to kill animals for the sake of killing animals, this is the behavior of Esav. Here, the Gemara says clearly.
Kinigun was also like the circus in Rome.
Kinigun was, look at Rashi, Kinigun said, Rashi, Tzedes Chaya de Klovim. The last line of the page. They used to go hunting with dogs, V'chom Ma'aseim L'Shem Chaik, V'simcha. They thought it was a hunting party, it was for fun. They still do that in England. They still do hunting in Israel? I don't know.
Yeah, I got pig shooting.
You talking about duck hunting? What are you talking about?
I am telling you that in the our managers, I know crews, hundreds of them, every single manager, Friday night, Shabbos.
Yeah. With dogs, the whole the serious thing, like in England?
60 dogs.
Okay, don't join them next time. It says right here. Moshe Kanigi Haver. Now, actually, Rashi in the other place, if I remember correctly, Rashi Kanigi Haver means a kidnapper of people. He was a kidnapper of people. And here it actually says Kaniga means hunting animals. Anyhow, but I don't remember bringing down this Gemara here. I think Gemara says you're not allowed to be a hunter. You shouldn't sit there and scheme. So a person might say, look, I'm a good guy. I don't go hunting. I don't go to these theaters and circuses. I don't do all these things. So maybe I can sleep my time and sleep away. I can be a lady, a bludger. Tamalim, but it says, no. So Rosa Yega Yem of Alayla. David HaMelech says, I don't want you to be Moshe Leitzim. I want you to sit and learn Torah day and night. Don't sleep away your time, be a bludger. You have to sit and learn. Omer Shmuel Achmeni means, this is a beautiful Gemara that every Yeshiva should learn with the Talmidim in Yeshiva. So I'm going to learn. Omer Achmeni said, Ash Yisla Sholah Hala Batsasa Shoyim Ze Avram Avinu. This is referring to Avram. Can we go stop here because now it goes into a whole new thing here. Tomorrow, beautiful Gemara as well. The next mission.